We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You're not going to believe this. Nat Moore is going to think this is on purpose. Crowder's computer just froze again, which happened the exact last time Nat Moore was on last time. He's rebooting right now. And so, I mean, Nat Moore is going to start to get a complex. This is that Florida hate. You know what happens? Florida. You know, Crowder gets a little jealous of Nat's numbers. All right, we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Nat Moore grew up in Miami, went to Edison, played college ball at the University of Florida, played his entire NFL career with the Dolphins, has been inducted into the Dolphins honor roll, been inducted into the University of Florida Hall of Fame, but really his greatest accomplishment is being a friend of this show. And he is joining us now. Hello, Nat.
What's going on, Hawk? How you doing, brother?
I'm telling you, Crowder just sent us a text like 3 minutes ago. Computer froze again, rebooting now. Bleep happened last time Nat was on. And I wrote, you have to be kidding. And he wrote, crazy. And so he's rebooting, so he'll be joining us here momentarily. But I don't know if it's the jealousy thing, because every time you come on, Nat, I give your accolades, and he does not share those same accolades for his University of Florida career. So maybe a little something there.
You know, I'm checking my text, and seemed like I think he said that this was a setup by you, Hawk.
I don't like to have two Gators on the line usually. I do like to, you know, keep it simple with just one, just Crowder most of the time. But Nat Moore is with us. I said to Crowder at the beginning of the show today, and we had Safid Dean on in the last hour, and I asked the same question. Are the Dolphins good? I mean, they started the season slowly, but man, the last two games, they look, it's not, you know, not lucky, it's not an aberration. To me, they look good. Do they look good to you?
Yeah, they're getting better each and every week. I mean, you know, it's like anything, you have to build, and it's a new team. I mean, you got so many young guys on this football team that they're starting to build that chemistry and et cetera, and they know what to expect out of each other. So even though they have not played they didn't play a great team on Sunday in the Jets, of course, but, you know, the victory out there in San Francisco, it shows you that they're getting better and they're learning how to win. You know, they played Seattle tough. They played Buffalo tough. So, you know, I'm very impressed with the job that Brian Flores and his staff is doing.
Yeah, no, it's been fun for fans to watch. And it was exciting, obviously, to see Tua on the field at the end of the game. Are you with this? There's obviously a strategy that Brian Flores is employing here, which is move Tua Tagovailoa along slowly, very slowly, especially the Dolphins are winning. There's no reason not to have Ryan Fitzpatrick out there as the QB. But are you with what Coach Flo is doing, which is essentially brought him in for the first time, threw a couple of passes. I mean, it felt good. You like what you're seeing from Coach Flo regarding Tua?
I love what I'm seeing from Coach Flo. You know, the key is, I know everybody wants to see Tua and they want to see him right now, but the better the team around him is when he finally gets a chance to take over the reins, the better he's going to be. You know, you can throw a young guy into a situation where there's so many young players that nobody knows what's going on, where Fitz gives you that opportunity. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick is a veteran. He can help all the young guys understand the assignment or get them in the right situation most of the time. That'll be a lot to be asking of Tua right away. But as he goes through the remainder of the year, he's learning from Fitzpatrick the how-to, so that when he does take the rings, he'll be prepared.
Look at this. I'm being told Channing Crowder has rebooted, and he has joined the conversation.
Nat, what do you do to my internet? Because last time you was on, Nat, you turned my internet off. I know you got pulled in South Florida, Nat. Why you mess with my internet, man?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Channing. Don't let Hawk come between us. If anybody messed with your internet, it was Hawk because he didn't want to deal with both of us at the same time.
What happened?
What it is,
Crowder,
you know
Crowder,
no,
admit it.
No,
admit
Hawk,
it.
I got to cut you off. Nat is correct.
Crowder.
You're trying to come between us. You're trying to cut our gator connection off. I cannot fall for the hully gully.
Crowder, admit it. You don't like when I bring Nat on because I always talk about all his accolades at the University of Florida, and you don't have those accolades, and so you disconnect because you don't want to hear it. Be honest.
Again, Nat, he's trying to do it to us.
He's
not going to fall
dirt.
For it.
He's throwing dirt at us again, you know.
How does this get turned on me? I'm the only one that's loyal to Nat. I'm the only one that's loyal. We were talking about Tua, and I was asking that, you know, is this the right way to bring him along? And he's down with it, like 100%.
Oh, Nat, I was going to ask you, too. I had it written down about the receivers where, like, that transition where I believe personally, Nat, that Mike Gesicki, I don't want to say his career was made, but I think Fitzy showed Mike Gesicki what he can do. And Preston Williams and Devontae Parker, to be honest, like I think Fitzy clicked them in last year where they know what their strengths and weaknesses are. How does that transition happen with those receivers, those weapons, and now if Tua was to come in, or just that conversation from Tua to Fitzy with his weapons? Is that an easy transition?
No, it's not. I mean, I think the fact that Fitzy has been around the league, he's been with different types of receivers, you know, he can adapt it and make it work. And then the confidence that he has to try and fit some throws in the tight windows, you know, he has done it. He knows how to do it. He can pre-read coverage. You know, all those are things that Tua will have to learn, and he will, and he'll get there. You know, when you look at our receivers and you look at what Tua played with in Alabama, you know, receivers were running wide open. You know, in the NFL, you don't have a lot of receivers running wide open. So it becomes more about the preciseness of the pass. It becomes more about the route running. And then, you know, what we have is big receivers. So the ability to be accurate and throw the high ball where the guys can go up and take it away from the defenders, all that's important. And that's stuff that Tua will learn as he progresses this year. Versus Fitzpatrick, that's been around for 16 years, that understand this and can perform it. And I'll tell you, you know, guys, I go out and watch practice from time to time, and they have this little net drill at the end when it's just the quarterbacks throwing. No one, not Tua, not Rosen when he was here, no one was as accurate at hitting that net as Fitzpatrick was. So, you know, with that comes confidence that you can try and fit that ball in a tight one, and sometimes you get picked, but a lot of times you get away with it and you come up with a touchdown the way we've seen with Fitzpatrick going to Gesicki.
Yeah, no, he's been fun to watch this year, last couple of games for sure. Nat Moore from the Dolphins is with us. I think everybody watching on TV saw Dan Marino was at the game yesterday. Have you had a chance to talk to Marino about Tua since they've drafted him? I'm sure you guys have had conversations about the Dolphins, but is he high on Tua?
Oh, yeah, he loves the kid, and he thinks he's going to be one heck of a quarterback, but he also, matter of fact, he and I talked after the game. You know, he feels like this is the right way to bring him along slowly so that he can learn along the way. I mean, if you go and you look at some of the great quarterbacks that are playing well now, those guys sparingly got in. You know, everybody loves Mahomes, but he didn't play his first year.
Right.
You know, he sat behind Alex. But when he got his opportunity, he was ready. You look at Jackson, you know, he got a few reps, but he wasn't a starter. You know, he played behind Flacco. But when he got his opportunity, he was ready. Sometimes I think we throw these young guys in there too early, and they get beat up and get their confidence taken, especially if they're not with the right support and cast, a veteran team. Remember, we are a very young team. If not the youngest, we're probably the second or third youngest team in football right now. So to throw a young guy there in there at the helm, I think would really be difficult.
And that I'm not big into those, this is a turning point game. You win one game, oh, wow, this is the turning point. This is going to re-energize the franchise. But, Nat, I got to be honest, Nat. After two wins, 24-0, 43-17, that's a 67-17 record, you know, score over the last 2 weeks. That's 50-point deficit. Like, these last 2 weeks kind of convinced me. Are you there with me, or am I drinking too much of the Kool-Aid?
Well, I don't think you're drinking too much of the Kool-Aid, but, you know, Channing, you know as well as I do, the way this game's played, each week is a new adventure. And it's, do you get better each week? Are you ascending, or have you flattened out, or are you going downward? You know, the Jets obviously are a downward path, but the Dolphins are ascending. They're getting better and better each and every week. We're seeing the fruits of the labor of the young offensive linemen playing well together. You know, you lose Jackson and in comes Hunt, and things keep moving along. So that's what I look at with this team is, are they getting better week by week? You know, you look at the Seattle game, couldn't score. The last two ball games, we put up a ton of points. So are they learning from their mistakes? Yes, they are. Look at the defense. You know, they're coming up with takeaways. They're coming up with sacks. You know, last year we couldn't buy a sack. So it just shows you the progression and how well the coaches are doing of preparing these guys and getting them ready to play.
Yeah, I was saying earlier that it's a bummer that they have a bye week this Sunday because they're rolling right now. This is like when the pit boss comes over and freezes me when I'm on a heater and blackjack. You know, they send over the pit boss and they say, hey, we need to shuffle the shoe here. I go, well, what are you doing? You're freezing me. NFL's freezing the Dolphins right now. Nat Moore is with us, University of Florida legend, and Crowder, of course, a University of Florida legend. But let's talk the Hurricanes. You know, they're 4-1. They have not missed any games due to COVID, just saying. Who do you think is the better team, the Florida Gators or the Miami Hurricanes? And why is it the Miami Hurricanes? I'll let you start, Crowder. Figure if you guys are going to pick on me, I'm going to pick right back at you. Florida was supposed to play LSU this past weekend. Nat, you think Florida would have beaten LSU?
Of course, the same as I think they would beat Miami.
What?
You know, that other team you're talking about.
What?
You know, I think the Gators have got to find some defense. You know, they're a very explosive football team. They put up a lot of points. But what we're finding out is Texas A&M is not as bad as everybody thought they were as they came back with a big victory this past week. But there's a difference, Hawk. When you play in the SEC, every week you're going up against somebody that has the ability to beat you. I mean, and it was great to see Miami bounce back because I am a Hurricane fan. I just want you to know that. I'm a closet Cane, okay? It was great to see them beat up on Pittsburgh. But just like Florida playing Georgia or Alabama every week, you know, Miami's played the one team in the ACC.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Because there's only one, Nat. There's only
one
team.
North Carolina was ranked number five. I mean, North Carolina was a number five team. I mean,
they got beat by
an ACC team. They got beat by an ACC team. When you get a couple of SEC guys together and they start talking about their conference, it is just insufferable.
But, Hawk, just think about this. This is a perfect example of how great Clemson is. Miami is a real good football team. I would say undoubtedly in the top 20 right now. Okay? Maybe top 10 potential. They play Clemson and lose. And then Clemson goes and plays Georgia Tech in Atlanta and scores 73.
Well, I mean,
but it shows you how good a program Clemson has. Clemson might be the best program in college football, not Alabama.
Yeah, that I don't disagree, but I think there was a lot of rain. Wasn't there a lot of rain during the Hurricanes
game? You're going weather?
I think you're going to go weather?
That's the answer? ACC guys is weather.
Yeah, I think the rain had some effect, and I can't wait to play them again in the ACC championship.
Leave them alone with this rain crap.
I didn't know you was one of them guys with excuses.
Oh, you should have heard Crowder at the beginning of the show. His high school team lost to Twan Russell's high school team, and he accused them of cheating. Oh, Crowder man. Accused Twan Russell, the most godly man I know, of cheating.
Bro, yeah, Nat. Twan stayed in the bathroom when they were paying off the refs. Twan wasn't a part of it. But.
Listen to what he's saying. I'm the complainer.
Jesus was on the main line. I wanted to call him. I wanted to ask Jesus some questions, Twan. I mean, Nat, sorry. Twan got hot. We had got hot with Twan now, Nat.
You see? His head starts getting
I know you wouldn't accuse Twan of cheating.
No. I kind of feel like he did. I kind of feel like he did.
See, look, y'all got me thrown off now. Nat, I got one more question. Because with Florida, like how you said, I hate bad defense. I hate bad defense. And that Texas A&M game had me so mad, Nat. You can't go 7-7, 14-14, 28-28. Like, you have to play defense. From an offensive perspective, you're watching that game from an offensive side. Like, do you get frustrated when the defense is garbage? Because I do.
I think what as an offensive guy, I love seeing offense, but I love to see competition. And when defensively you cannot get a stop, then it tells me that there's something wrong. You know, I mean, there's no way, no team's perfect. I mean, even when Florida, Alabama, Clemson all running up and down the field, their opponents should be able to get some stops.
Yeah.
And when you get where you can't stop anybody, I mean, that's scary as a football team. Because you know that each and every time you get the ball, you got to score because they can't stop anybody. And I think it causes a lot of friction as well.
Yeah.
Nat, I love watching offense, though, man. And you know Nat does, too.
I DM Dan Mullen some defensive plays that I run. I don't know if he's going to, you know, send it to anybody, but I was so frustrated in that Texas A&M game. Hey,
well,
man, run pinch diamond one. And
you're talking to a wide receiver. Wide receiver wants to see offense. Wide receiver doesn't want to see good defense.
Well, I like to see good defense and then watch the offense burn them.
Right.
But if you're just burning a defense ain't worth a darn, you don't get any credit for that.
Yes. You'd have burned them. And Nat Moore burned them all the time. Nat Moore, Miami Dolphins. Nat, thanks for making time for us. We always appreciate it.
Anytime, man. And do me a favor, Hop. Next time, you know, sort of cut my internet connection off first, not Channing, and then let me call back in. So we'll know
You gotta get Crowder a couple more appearances on behalf of the Dolphins so he can pay for his internet. Because you see what's happening here. You gotta get him a couple more appearances. He's not paying his bills.
Nat, so you're telling me you don't steal your neighbor's Wi-Fi? I thought everybody steals their neighbor's Wi-Fi.
See what I deal with, Nat? You see what I deal with?
There's some things you just aren't supposed to do, Channing.
And one of them is accuse Twan Russell of cheating. How dare you, Crowder?
Hey, that's that UM Florida thing. You know, we always said UM would try to figure out a way to win.
Yeah. I got Twan's back on this one. That's He's coming on with us tomorrow. All right. Thank you, Nat.
All right, guys. Y'all take care, man. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. Nat Moore from the Miami Dolphins. He is fun, man. Man, those Florida Gators stick together. Driving me crazy.
We have to. The way y'all
so. Drop off on the internet. Leave me alone.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.